RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Tauranga Mayor Mahi Drysdale, I'm reading from the Sun Live website, Bay of Plenty news site, addressed ratepayer concerns regarding the sale of the council-owned marine precinct and the purchase of a property on Devonport Road, affirming that these transactions are being thoroughly reviewed, including consultation with stakeholders. Mahi Drysdale is with us. Morning, Mahi. Thanks for coming on.
Morning, Paul.
Okay, so obviously enough alarm bells ringing for you to want to address this with an investigation, examination? What word would you, or review, what word would you use?
I think a review. We need to understand what went on. There's obviously a lot of people asking questions. So as governors, we're obviously tied to these transactions, but it's important to find out if there's any concerns from the ratepayers as to what happened and what we can do about it.
On the surface, it looks kind of, I know this area hosted the seafood industry, fishy. I suppose you can't agree with me or disagree with me on that, but many people are saying that. It looks sort of murky.
Look, from what I've seen so far, I don't think there's anything untoward here. There was, I guess, reasons for doing it the way they did it, and that was to achieve an outcome. I think it's up to the public and to make decisions whether they think that's right or wrong. But ultimately, as council, we're bound by the decisions that were made, and obviously late last week there's been a injunction lodged and a judicial review launched through the court, so do have to be a little bit careful about what we say, but that's up to anyone to do that if they believe that the council's made a wrong decision.
This may be a sensitive question, but many people we've talked to regards local body politics in Tauranga feel that there is or has been a too cozy relationship with local government, the commissioners more latterly, and certain business people in the town. Are you aware of that?
Oh, certainly the talk. I can't really talk for the past, but I can say, we are very focused on good financial outcomes, and it's gonna be different. So we're very, very determined to look after the ratepayer in anything we do. So there's sometimes cases that working with the experts in their field is the right thing to do, and that will certainly continue to happen. But we will make it as open and transparent as possible, and obviously give the reasoning for the decisions we make.
Help us out. Try and help us understand what this review process looks like. I mean, who does it go to? What does it work through? How long will it take? And what sort of information, talking about transparency, will be available at the end, do you think?
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of the information has been released already, but on the 23rd of October council meeting, there was a few resolutions there that I think need to be answered. So the internal sort of review is just trying to gather all that information and answer those questions, and then. Obviously we've written to the Office of the Auditor General just to say, look, they're already looking at it, but just saying, if we will welcome a review and we'll absolutely provide any information, and we've already provided a lot of information to them. So that's an opportunity for an outside party to have a look at it and answer any questions. So, we're very open. I think hopefully the ratepayers will see that. There's nothing from our perspective we're trying to hide, and we'll go through a process. What's the time frame? I'm not sure until we hear back from the OAG as to, one, whether they wish to investigate, then I guess we'll find out from there, but I suspect in the next Well, probably now with where we're at, we're probably not going to have answers until the new year. But obviously, at the moment, everything's on hold with a judicial review process underway, and that's something we're considering today as to our options around that.
No, it's fair enough, isn't it, to be interested in something that was valued at over $30 million, sold for just $13 million, with additional public liabilities of $29 million for upgrades, and chasing super yachts. It sounds like a bit of a fever dream, maybe.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, that again, I don't really want to comment on you know, previous administrations' decisions. But, you know, all I can say is I think the current council probably wouldn't have done the same deal. But, you know, we have inherited it, and we've got to work alongside all the stakeholders involved to try to find the best outcome. And that's ultimately what our focus is on.
What's that property on Devonport Road? Could you remind us, is that connected to the Marine Precinct or not? Something separate, is it?
No, something separate. So, you know, as a council, one of our priorities is that transparency. So what we asked for was you know, putting all the information that maybe wasn't in public in the public domain. And there's a number of other transactions as well that have been released to the public. So that was a car park, or it was a couple of commercial properties effectively, right, that the council built, and they've built a car park. You know, again, that's to hold for a strategic purpose. You know, again, I'm not going to comment as to whether the strategic purpose is good or not, but, you know, that was a decision made, and we've inherited it, and you know, there's a car park there now, and that's you know, that's where that one lies.
Why has the Tauranga City Council paused the $105 million Memorial Park Aquatic Centre project?
Yeah, so that one, you know, it's actually $124 million has been set aside in the long term plan.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we looked at that, we sort of thought, this is, I'm not sure this offers the value for money that our council would like to see. So we paused it. Since then, we've sort of had estimates that it's going to cost between $80 and $105 million, you know, with a bit of a redesign. And so we're just saying, look, we don't know. That seems like a lot of money. We just want to make sure that what we're doing is the right thing. It's offering that value for money, and it's delivering what the community want. But what I would say is, you know, really thankful to so many people. We had 5,292 responses to our survey around it, and generally it was supported, with 73% you know, wanting more aquatic facilities in Tauranga, and 71% in support of spending $80 to $105 million. So, you know, I think there's general support, and we're committed to doing that project. We just want to make sure that it's the right number that we're going to spend on it.
And the waterfront developments, excuse me, on track for completion by this Christmas. That's not very far away. $92 million invested there. I used to live in Tauranga. I remember the old waterfront there. Nothing wrong with it back then, from memory. But anyway, how do you deliver $92 million of value in this? That's really the essential question. Is it going to be so incredible that it will deliver that monetary level of value?
Again, like I would say, it's fantastic for the city, and anyone that's been down there, you know, the boardwalk, the playground's opening 14th of December. We've got, you know, parks and you know, really just enabling the waterfront to be a real asset to our community. And, you know, I'm sure that you know it pretty well, but, you know, it was a big car park probably back in your day.
Yeah.
And, you know,
with the pie cart's long gone.
Yeah, so, you know, I think this is
sting like high heaven too, I tell you. Sorry, carry on.
Part of revitalising our city centre and getting people to want to come and you know, and be a part of it. And, you know, I think it's going to be fantastic. As to value, again, yeah, it seems like a lot of money. I'll let the people judge,
right,
you know, as to whether they're getting value. But, you know, it is something that is, you know, important because our city is under pressure at the moment. The CBD is not a great place to be, and we need to have reasons for people to come back and enjoy it.
Just back on the Marine Precinct, another question. Can you clarify why the council waited until the last minute to request consent for the lease assignment of the security centre and the sale of the Marine Precinct, especially since it's located on a property owned by someone else? If you're not aware of this, maybe that should become part of the review discussion, maybe, or a chair of the legal team.
So the lease assignment to the new owners. Security,
I've got it here, the lease assignment of the security centre and the sale, especially since it's located on a property owned by someone else. Maybe you don't have enough information to answer that, but...
Yeah, so as far as I'm aware, there is a building there that the Vessel Works office is in. Maybe it's referring to that. No. Why that was only done at the last minute, I'm not sure. Okay. of that process. But, it's certainly part of the sale.
Couple more quick questions. The Surgeon General of Florida came out over the weekend saying we're pulling all fluoride out of Florida water. You aware of that?
Yes, I did see that announcement.
Yeah. Okay, so just saying. And last question, almost the end of the year. How's it been, Mahi, for you? Haven't been long in the job, but how's it been coming together for you? Just curious to know.
Pretty good. I think we've had a lot to deal with for a new council, but the team's going well, and really excited about what we've got for the future, and really enjoyed the last, especially last sort of 4 to 6 weeks, where we've started to make some of those financial decisions for the future, and just looking at what does value for money mean to us, what are the principles that we're trying to deliver around that sustainability and that financial management, etc. And that's the exciting bit, because we can make a real difference to the city going forward. So looking forward to, I guess, annual plan is our first opportunity to really put our take on how we see things.
Mahi Drysdale, thanks for coming on this morning. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Speak soon.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.